Hello everyone, this is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. Thank you so much for being here today. So in this video, I want to talk about the seventh and final stage of healing from toxic relationships. And first, let me just recap. The first stage is awareness. The second stage is forgiveness. The third stage is learning to be alone. The fourth stage is your connection to the divine. The fifth stage is getting clear on what you want. The sixth stage is really understanding and dialing in what you want in relationships. And the seventh and final stage is surrender and letting go. So why is surrender and letting go so necessary and important, and what does that mean? You know, anytime we're trying to hold on to an idea, a person, we have an expectation, we're operating from a lack mentality, from a belief system that we have to cling on to something, or there isn't enough of it, or it's not going to come in. And really what you're saying, not only to yourself, but the message vibrationally that you're putting out to the universe, is that it's lack, it's not existent. And anytime we operate from a place of lack in our lives, we just get more of what we focus on. So part of this journey, in each stage leading up to the next stage of really bringing you back into you, because I'm not talking about just your everyday relationships. We're talking about divine soul connections. We're talking about deep soul level relationships that are built on trust, integrity, self-love, self-empowerment, freedom, where we really do allow each person to show up in the fullness of who they are, as well as showing up ourselves in the fullness of who we are. The freedom to allow the expression and the truth of you without the fear of it dissipating or leaving, or having to hold on so tightly that the message you're actually giving is that it's not really going to happen, or it's not gonna stay or stick. And that's all subconscious programs. So I wanna talk a little bit about that subconscious programming. And with each one of these stages, I have healing videos where you could actually go in a little deeper to do the energy healing work around each one of these stages, where we really release the patterns, the programs. You know, once we have the awareness and the understanding of what has caused or created our life experiences thus far, it's time to then go in even deeper to really do the internal work to heal and transform and change. So just like a computer system, just because you delete something from your computer doesn't mean that it's gone. You actually have to uninstall the program for that specific program to be removed. Well, this is what I do in my healing videos, where we go in a little deeper. My intention was to make them affordable and accessible to everyone so that you can dive in and do this work on your own at home, very inexpensively, that will bring significant transformation in your life. It's important to understand this journey, but it's absolutely necessary to do the energy healing work around it in order to really significantly see that change, and for that change to be anchored in as the new vibrational frequency of where you're now operating from, to raise your vibration and come from a totally different place. So surrender and letting go is about detaching from the need for a relationship. And when you go through the first six stages, you not only become clear of your own programs and patterns, but you become clear on what it is you're really looking to receive in life, looking to create in life. And once you do that, that becomes the bullseye, the target that you always are saying yes to. Once you become so clear, that's your bullseye, that's your target. Everything else is a no, except for that bullseye. So when you get clear on what it is you want in your life and what it is you want in your relationships, everything and anything that shows up that is not that, you get a choice to say yes or say no to. And it doesn't have to be with any type of drama or chaos. You know, when you come from the heart, when you really get to know yourself, when you heal these unhealed hidden aspects energetically, when you do this internal work, your heart is wide open. You can love another no matter who they are and how they show up in this world, and yet it doesn't mean you get to say yes to their behavior or that you play with them. You can send them love and yet still choose to walk away from the situation. So I share that today because it's so necessary to uninstall the old subconscious programs based on our family conditioning and society programming and our, you know, from our peers. And that is a key to releasing any type of attachment so that you can let go and surrender. Because you know that your connection with yourself and that connection to that divine part of yourself is so fulfilling that you're okay. You're perfect just as you are. You don't need another person to fill your life. And what happens is that allows you the freedom to say yes, to say no, to walk away when it's not right, to know that your life is beautiful and perfect. And either somebody will step in and show up to take their place, or your life just feels amazing. You're so fulfilled at your core that it's not about another person. That is the ultimate freedom and liberation, and I cannot say enough about it. So I just want to really say let's dive in to surrender and letting go, and go into some deeper experiences. I'll share some experiences around that, and let's do that in the next video. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll look forward to diving in a little deeper on the next video. Bye for now.